What a fool. You think because you spared me, everything will change. You think because I care a little, it means you can change my nature. You're a damned fool. What does any of this matter? You're defenseless. I could kill you. 10 times. 12. 100 more. Yet you look at me, having beaten me down. You were just an unnamed fool. I think I preferred you like that. Not because my loss, but because of my pride. My life was for getting revenge for them. My existence was simple before you tried to add layers to it. I understand you're attracted to me. But this doesn't make sense. Why am I supposed to feel? Don't give me that. Excuses now would just offend me. And I think right now, when you're acting so vulnerable, so comfortable, falling asleep next to me, do you know how close you came to death? Perhaps, if it comes across as me backtracking on anything I said, you'll have to forgive me. I've had nothing but time to think, and I still haven't come to a conclusion about you. About how I'm supposed to feel. Sure, my life was in your hands then. And now, perhaps it still is, in some unknown way. Some cursed energy shackle that I can't even perceive, let alone have a countermeasure for. Who knows? I've thought of it all. You wish to give me a life or a meaning besides revenge. Besides vengeance. Don't make me laugh. Do you understand what you've taken from me? It's everything. Darling, you have some responsibility that you've just left. And expected everything to be fine. I understand we have some congruencies, things upon which we relate. What? And you would say that? What a worthlessly human outlook. You would hardly think that you were like me at all. Always fascinated by things so innocent. Nothing about our creation was innocent. Nothing about who we are is innocent. It's the opposite, you know. Of course you do. Why would I even ask? That wry smile looking back at me, is that supposed to be a comfort? Gives me nothing of the sort. I feel your hidden intentions. They are as obvious as your smile is fake. Say what you want, regardless of how you view me. I can't trust you. Not yet. in a time of weakness. We all seek that comfort of companionship. I found it with my brothers. With a simple purpose, a reasoning to my existence. You... Never mind. Why do you press the issue? Unfortunately, for your attempts to touch my human side, I have long since understood my purpose, that my life was a pawn to those who created me. What betterment do you think you could have? Why do you not see me in the same way? Your attempts to give me more. Don't you realize that simplicity? I never complained about it. Because if it's so simple as objectives and expectations, I don't need to face these unfortunate and also present emotions. Why don't you understand? I wanted things to be simple. I never wanted to face the morality. I never wanted to face the mirror. You're right about that. Call me a coward if you want. No. Why not? What about me isn't a coward? After I just confessed to avoiding it like a plague. Someone as powerful as me, being powerless to my own creation, my own fate. What do you see in me that you fight this unmerited battle? And you're fighting me, honey. You're fighting me and making me look in the mirror. What is humanizing me accomplish for you? Your motives have twisted in my mind again and again. What do you want from me? What do you see in me? Why do you care? Our method of creation aside, you have no reason to humanize me. At best, you could use me as a convenient pawn, some manipulative jutsu that I'm unaware of, controlling everything. I almost wish you viewed me the same way. All of this would be easier if it was merely a change of whose orders I follow. They're gone now. My heart, my feelings. What do you want me to say? What is it you wish so bad for me to feel? If not the lamenting for my family is gone. And I miss them dearly. Is that what you wanted to hear? To hear how miserable I am? That those bastards took them away from me. And before you correct me, I'm aware of their sins, but I don't care. They were what was precious to me, yet you so brazenly charge into my life and claim to care. What do you know about me, truly? What do you understand? I'm not even asking. Out of disrespect. It's long since past that point. Despair is what I feel. And I understand your intentions ever so slightly more. With that expression. That smile. Why is it so gentle? It's rung through my mind. A dozen times at least. How can you sleep soundly? How can you trust me? Why do you care? Why, I ask myself. And I have no answer. So tell me. Spell it out for me. Clearly, I've missed the point of all this. Why do you want me to persist when I've lost that which I loved and cared about? Why do you care about a discarded tool, an object, an end to a means? You presume to tell me I'm wrong for thinking that's what I am. What right do you, who live so free, have to tell me, who has lived my entire life in that single way, that I'm wrong? We have in common. I don't even care if you adore me as you say you do, if you take responsibility as you say you will. That isn't why I'm struggling. It's the presumptuous nature of thinking you can fix a broken tool. Reform me. Tell me, is it fascinating to you, seeing tears go down my face? An abomination. We're not human. And that, for better or worse, is why you treating me this way hurts. It feels many, many ways. But I can't place it. I can't even understand what I'm supposed to feel. But I do. And it scares me. I hate it. It makes me angry. I have to face down my sins. Because I'm no longer a tool in my benefactor's eyes. You are not my creator, but a companion. Don't make me laugh. What does any of that matter now? What difference am I to a cursed tool? Except lingering regrets, pain, agonizing reminders in the nightmares I have of the things I couldn't protect. Things taken away by me, by the virtuous ones. Those who always have some reason greater than my own that I'm supposed to sympathize with. I'm not that good of a man because I'm barely even that. I'm just a husk. And for your obedience, your graciousness that you've shown me has only come across as ignorant. But even I know your intentions, good as they may be, they're not for me. They can't be. Your intentions, your passion, I don't know why you choose to care about me so much, but you do. Even I have to face that fact. Why? What am I to you, other than a kinsman of the fucked up way we came to be, of the suffering we were made to endure? I'm not human, no matter how much you wish I was. And I understand that we have feelings, you and I. But I hate that. That is where we differ. I don't understand you. And yet, here we are. Stuck in such a simple way. What is it you want? I don't understand. I really hate you. But at the same time, I can't bring myself to. Why? What is this terrible contradiction you've ailed me with? Why do I feel this way? You should have killed me that day. Because now, I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to show you I'm the most impure filth you could ever imagine, and worthy of being treated as well as you dare to treat me. It'll make you hate me and break that smile. What will you say then? Why aren't you mad? I've stolen a kiss and shoved you helplessly against the wall. Why won't you glare at me? You just smile, as giddy and happy as can be. I want to tarnish that smile, so why? Quit looking at me with love in your eyes. You're a fool. An idiot. A complete moron. So why? Why don't I hate this? Why do I feel love and guilt I'm not supposed to feel? Those things at all. Damn you. Damn you. making me feel this. Damn you for feeling so calming in my arms. Damn you for making my heart race against my will. Damn you. I'll make you hate me. Leave me. Now. I'll make you hate me if you stay. Do you think I would stop? I'm not one you can save. And if you don't leave or kill me right now, then I will defile that kindness you've shown me. Damn you. Don't you understand? I'm warning you. I'm giving you a chance. So why? Why can't you get it? Something so simple. Why do you keep looking so happy? How dare you? How dare you? You imbecile. You absolute fool. Don't you know? You had so many chances to escape. You still could. Yet you're allowing me to get away with this with a big smile on your face. What an idiot. You know there's no love in the way I hold you. There's no love in my eyes right now. In my touch. In my intentions. So why do your eyes care so much? Why do you look at me like that? I could strangle you. I could kill you, I could hurt you. So why won't my hands obey me? Why won't you understand how much danger you're in, you idiot? How dare you say, utter the word love to me? You can't love me. I don't even know the meaning of it. I can feel human emotions, sure. But I can't. I can't love, can I? You're a fool. The end, I see. Not even going to defend yourself. How are you allowing this? For God's sake. You could end me with a glance. You could probably put up a match against Satoru Gojo or the likes of Sukuna himself. But you gaze at me with love instead of contempt. What kind of a fool does that? The weak are to be crushed, you know. So what makes me so special? Is it my looks, my soul, attractive to you? Is that it? Do your hands wonder for the simple fact that I am your type? Why then, and only then, do you scowl at me? Foolishness, for the sake of foolishness. You're going to lose at this rate. Why would you choose that? Losing to me with impure intentions, intent on defiling, corrupting, ruining. Why? Why won't you stop me? How dare you? Showing your strength only when it comes to something stupid like this. Kissing me. Why would you think for a moment that would change anything? Simply because you're stronger. Appealing to my heart of attraction. It's pointless. Haven't you realized I'm too far gone? I'm broken. You can't just fix that. What do you mean by those words? A bloody fool. Who I can't even argue the slightest. Fine. If your intentions are to simply allow me to show you how uncaring, how terrible I am, don't give me that smile. You seem elated about this. Why? Where is your self-respect? Where is your hesitation? You're a fool. I could end you if you're defenseless like that. I'm dangerous. You have to know that. Even to you, when you have nothing to protect yourself with. Only a kiss. Who defends with a kiss? Her hands wrapped around my waist. A fool. That is the only answer. Shut up. Hey. I'm only weak to this because a fool like you hasn't run away yet. Do not regret your choice. It's too late to run now. Your hands have wandered, attempting to get the upper hand again, as if I would let you. You're not the only one with wandering intent. You may have an advantage, but you're wide open, nonetheless. I warned you. I wouldn't stop. This smile, this happiness. How dare you? You fool. Why would you offer yourself like that? Why would you let me get the upper hand willingly? You dare underestimate me. Just because your confidence exceeds that of what would be normal in this situation. Do not think I'll show you mercy, fool. Cease your loving gaze at once. Only a fool would fall for such a thing. Only a fool couldn't see past it. Only a fool would gaze back at you with love. Idiot. Nothing for you. It's obvious. So what of me looking away? Is it not my choice where I gaze? Shut up. This is all your fault. All of it. You ceaselessly made me feel. Now accept the consequences of your pathetic actions for making me unable to hate you. More than a tool. Kenjuk, would scoff at you, call you weak. All of that is absurd. To think you would dare to lose, not once, but twice, to a stupid girl with an annoyingly beautiful smile. Why do you get to? I told you. You should have ran, or killed me, or anything else. Now, I'm going to steal every first you have. I'm not the redemption case you think I am. Why don't you get it? Why are you letting me get away with this? You idiot. You're nothing but a fool. I'm inside you now again. Violating, corrupting. And yet you wear a smile as innocent as if making love to your truest, dearest love. Why? How dare you view me that way? Don't you realize I'll just continue to ruin you until you end me, or run away, or admit your defeat? Shut up. What do you know about love, or me, or any of this? You're just a fool. Doesn't know her place. Every time I look at that smile, I hate that you make me feel. You make me wish I wasn't what I was. Born a tool. You make me crave human feelings and emotions that I locked away from the moment I was born. You're just a fool with your hands against a wall and the enemies inside you. Yet you smile. Such a fool. Why can't I bring myself to hate you? Damn you. Not once, but twice, I've ruined you. And yet you smile. You smile. How dare you? Even as I pin you down, even as I still fill you with my scene, why do you look like this? A sublime happiness. How could you? Why do you care about me? Why do you allow me to continually violate and ruin you when I'm nothing more than a tool, a waste, an abomination of life and death, something that was never meant to exist? You dare to love me? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you love me? How dare you? How dare you? can't. I hate you. Why do I feel the swelling sensation in my heart that isn't even supposed to feel or exist? Fool, did you think I'd let you off so easy? No, not until you hate me. Not until you hate me. Must I admit, it's my loss once again. Must I admit that I failed in something so simple as resenting you? Fuck. Why can't I? Why can't I do something so simple as this? No matter how many times I betray you, you only look at me with love, enjoyment, acceptance. What a cruel word for someone like me. How dare you accept me? How dare you make me feel this way? Your intentions, they're impossible. Impossible. I was never meant to feel love. From as far back as I remember, it was what was most forbidden to me, to my family, to everything. Now, to my whole existence, you expect me to lose now, after so long. A terrible fool. To the bitterest of ends that felt so sweet. Must I really admit I've lost to you thrice? After so much, what else can I say in respite? Except I'm merely a fool as well. A fool who wanted to believe I was more heartless than I ever was. A fool who never wanted to gaze into the mirror for fear of what those eyes would look like. And now a fool caught up in a mess fluid connection, embraces, sweat, tears. What am I doing? How terrible. You did this to me. I'll never forgive you. Never. You must be prepared for the consequences. I won't let go. I can't. I refuse. I'll corrupt your very soul, you know. Yet you smile. I refuse to admit that. You can't make me win or lose. I won't admit that. You have such a strange expression, as if accepting the challenge to make me say something so ridiculous. Just because we've had sex. Just because you enjoyed my attempts at ruining you doesn't make us lovers. You are just a fool that hasn't understood. My intentions were never anything good. A fool. A bitter, terrible fool. And that's what you are. And yet, even I can't believe those words. Why? Why? What have you infected me with? To make me think so stupidly. As if feelings are anything that I have a right to. I truly may be the greatest fool ever to live. And it's your fault. So I suppose I need not feel any regret. Those words, we'll see if you can uphold them.